was going through these words that you shared. Some, I thought, spoke of who he is. His goodness, his faithfulness. Spoke about, you know, him being a redeemer and a resurrector. Other, some of these words spoke about your connection with him. And that you came with expectations, that you're purposeful, you're intentional. You're stepping into the connection. You're stepping into the promise. And other things that it's just spoke of the fruit of your time with him. I love the word surprise. I'm okay with the word smile. By the way, I'm just seeing myself just, you ever have the on your face time with them? And it just, sometimes it's not tears. But they're good tears, right? It's like, God, and you get off the floor and you're like, I don't need it. It's like, I needed that.
There's a book that's kind of built on snots.
Yeah.
Lamentations. Ahead. If you think about Lamentations, it's a whole mournful, tearful, probably snotty kind of an experience. And it came when you're singing the song.
Yeah.
Great is your faithfulness.
Yeah.
The hymn, Great is your faithfulness,
yeah,
comes from Lamentations.
It repeats it a lot, doesn't it?
It does. In chapter 3 of Lamentations, it says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. And that to him, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Come on.
The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here, Jeremiah is in the middle of Jerusalem and is getting killed. He's got to sit there and watch the deportation of the, you know, of Israel. And he's got the people mad at him and trying to kill him. He's got God saying, don't worry about it. Just be there and suffer. But rejoice at the same time.
Oh, that's a good word.
When you were talking about dreams, and I mean, watching Lisa play, and I just sat here and I could see my mom playing the piano.
Oh, no kidding!
And it was like giving me new dreams, giving me new hopes.
Come on!
That was in the past. But we're going to make a good future in Arizona. In the future.
Come on.
And when I saw her play, I could see all five of us. We were little. I was five. And I could see her playing Christmas. And that's, I don't want to lose those. I want to gain more.
Yeah.
Memories.
Sure.
Filled memories.
Yes.
And that was when I just saw her hands, I could see my mom's playing on her grand piano in the living room. And it was just like, God, you're not done. You're going to give us more.
Yes.
Life is precious.
Yes.
Come on, I love that. Anybody else, something you heard or felt in worship today?
Just the way that the very first song that Elise sang, when she came to the chorus, I felt power.
Come on, right?
I mean, I felt the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Just because of the power of the way she was singing, and then everybody, it's like, it's just like I felt this flow of the Spirit, just because everybody was so into it in worshiping God the way that you should worship.
Come on, right? I love that. Boy, there was just something in that your faithfulness song. I don't know. I felt like I was being rocked almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he loves you guys so much. Wow. was I was thinking about this morning what I wanted to. What was on my heart, and I thought. The morning after. And for me, I'm thinking Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning. It's the day after the election. You're going to wake up Wednesday morning and he's crazy and lonely. You're going to wake up and your family's your family. You're going to wake up with your spouse. You're going to wake up with your best friend. You're gonna go to work. You're going to have a joy filled. He's still king. Regardless about what happens in this election, he's king. His faithfulness doesn't change. His love for you isn't affected by this. There may be anger Wednesday morning. He's still in charge. There could be a bunch of people that are all messed up. There could be people doing stupid things. Stupid things. And I thought, God, who am I in the story? I just thought, who am I Wednesday morning?
Good morning.
I guess I just want to encourage you, but it's like, who are you Wednesday morning? What's your role Wednesday morning? What are you going to say at the office Wednesday morning? What are you going to post online if you're an online person? What are you going to Twitter about? What's your word going to be? What's your heart going to be? What's your response going to be? Right? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? It's like, what's inside of me? What's going to come out? You know, the heart's like this rudder. It literally is determining the course of your life. Paul, in Romans, it says it's with our heart we believe. Right? I think it also is justified. Right? I want to read this out of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, starting 15, in the Passion Translation. Again, I'm thinking Wednesday morning. Says this, don't set the affections of your heart on this world or in loving the things of the world. The love of the Father and the love of the world are incompatible. For all that the world can offer us, the gratification of our flesh, the allurement of the things of the world, the obsession with status and importance, none of these things comes from the Father, but from the world. This world and its desires are in the process of passing away. But those who love to do the will of God live forever. And when it talks about setting the affections of your heart, like, look, in this place, it's like... It's like this switch, right? It's like, am I going to be connected to this? Or is my heart going to connect me to this? Right? And I've told you before here, that the driving questions of the gospel, the driving questions of our life, that you get the answer to this, it answers your purpose question, right? The first one I said is, who is God? Right, remember that? Who is he? And the second question, what does he say about you? So in this verse, this place of scripture, it's talking, when it talks about the world, right? It's talking about this Twitterverse. It's talking about Facebook land. It's talking about humans in this this connected place, right? Some of them have answered those questions. Who is he? What does he say about me? Others don't know, right? And so they're running all over the place looking for those. There's an emptiness. They're trying to answer something that says it's one of those meaning of life questions. It's the why do I exist kind of questions, mm-hmm. right? So in this verse, when it talks about the heart, it's like, okay, what am I connected to? When it talks about the world, it says, and there's a community of people that haven't answered the question. They don't know, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So when John actually says, hey, he says, love not the world, right? He's basically saying, those people that don't know the why, they don't know who he is, they don't know their place in it with him, don't run there for your answer, right? He says, they're actually separate from me. They haven't figured that out. There's a gap between what they're running around with and who I am, right? It doesn't, by the way, mean you don't hang out with them. That's one thing that kind of irritates me. It's like, oh, don't be with those people. Look, it doesn't mean we don't love them. It doesn't mean we don't hang out with them. It doesn't mean we don't invite them over to our house for dinner. Don't have them go out on picnics with them, right? Mm-hmm. But he's saying, hey, that's not where you're going for your answers, mm-hmm. right? God made it really clear. God so loved
the world,
right? God loved that community of people, all those humans. He loves the Twitterverse people that are searching for answers. He loves them. That's why he came, mm-hmm. right? But when he tells us to go talk to those people, go be with them, go show them who you are, go reveal me to them, right? But he says, that's not your anchor. That's not your foundation, right? So what do we make of John's statement here, right? I guess I would say this, right? We've always talked this way. There are two realms, right? There's the kingdom of that world, and there's the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God, right? There are two worlds, two kingdoms. And at their core, they're like totally incompatible, by the way. In fact, I guess you could say, what would be the word for it? Metaphorically speaking, right? If you go back to the garden, they find their source in two very different trees, right? The world was eating from the tree of good and evil, and God's world, kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, were drawing life resource from this tree of life. Hey, by the way, both trees produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Both trees produce fruit. In fact, so okay, let's put a list. So if we were to say, the kingdom of this world is eating from this other tree, some of the fruit you're going to see from that tree is greed, lust, fear. Help me out.
Control.
Yeah.
Anger.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see grasping for power. You're going to see all sorts of manipulation with that. You're going to see deceit. You're going to see insecurity. You're going to see hatred. What else is popping in your head?
Sorrow.
Right? Yeah. You're going to see fruit. You can identify it. Right?
Hopelessness.
Yeah. okay, tree of life. What fruit are we gonna, what fruit do you see from the tree of life?
Joy.
There you go. Come on, run the list, Shelly. Galatians, give it to me. Love, joy, patience,
kindness.
Two, come on, right? Two very distinctly. So remember I said, so the heart's this switch. Am I gonna connect to this? Am I gonna connect to this? Am I gonna eat from this tree? Am I gonna eat from this tree? Right? And both of them are gonna gain both of those connections, both of those communities of thing, both those fruits are gonna are gonna connect with you through your affections. They're both vying for you, by the way. Right? In fact, you could say when Paul talks to the Corinthians, remember last week we were looking at that verse, we said, we read it in the mirror about acquaint yourself with the new. When I love how Francois, I can't remember, right now I just popped, I can't remember the verse, I just dropped it in my head. But look, one of the enemy's strategies for this kingdom of this world kind of guy, one of these strategies is that you would not see with the truth of what it looks like living from the fruit of the tree of life, right? You literally have a blinder on you, right? Because here's what he knows. Boy, those people, if their eyes starts to open to how much he loves them, right? They start to get this, they're starting to answer this first question, who is he, right? Then it's like this crack in the dam, right? It just starts to let things in. Now love is starting to come in and heal some things and connect with them. Now all of a sudden, it's like it's giving them permission. This healed, this love healing flow is like giving them permission to dare to believe what he says about them, right? And so the enemy knows that the worst thing that ever could happen is that they get access. They get somehow connected with this story of love for them. Right?
They start seeing two trees.
Right? They go like, hey, wait a minute.
There's some fruit over there.
As you were just speaking, you know, I have a family member that is way over here.
Sure.
And I'm over here. And she told me to do something, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that. And I unfriended her on Facebook. And I think how many families have been divided over this whole thing. And as you're speaking to me, I'm thinking, man, I really need to, she just lost her father just 6 months ago. And so she's just trying to get to anything. And she has this emptiness in her. She has for years, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
So I as you're saying all this, I think, gosh, in my own life, I know I said, nope, check you off. How many times have we checked that person off and said, I don't want to have anything to do with you?
Yeah.
And she's my family. She's my family.
So here at Sherry, it's like ever since let's call them our first parents, Adam and Eve in the garden. the MO, what's the modus operandi, right? The enemy, it's never changed, right?
No.
The strategies never change, and right, that's a pretty long time ago, right? Strategy has never changed. I would say one of these things that the enemy goes after, and I'll talk about them here, is this thing about one going after our desires, right? Where and you could say the things that get me excited are the sensual pleasure thing, things that bring me joy. The other one I would say is he messes with our vision.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
We don't see it.
Smoking
mirrors. Yeah. And then ultimately it answers this question about this search we have for significance.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, you're hitting right here because I'm the one that needs to go to her. Not her to me. I need to go to her because I have the light that she's searching for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she won't accept that she's searching.
It's okay. That's not my
yeah,
problem.
That's
my problem is to get relationship back.
Yeah.
in store with her. We may not agree, but it's okay to.
But you can be cousins without being friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Some people really, really push their politics.
Yeah.
And I avoid politics on Facebook because it stirs up so much trouble. And so I avoid it, while Sherry and her cousin both are very political. And it just, you know, we were always taught when I was young, you don't talk about religion and you don't talk about politics, because it's either one is going to cause trouble somehow. So.
Well, let's see what we can do to answer, help with your cousin, okay? Got some thoughts for this.
I love her dearly.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to probably not agree.
Sure.
We're going to agree to disagree.
Right.
And that's what I'm just going to end up having to message her. But I was the one that was wrong. I know. And I have to submit.
Sure.
I have to own it.
So let's go back to the garden for a second. Right? So what did the serpent offer Adam and Eve?
Knowledge.
Another way.
How did he say it to him? He said,
God doesn't really care about you. He's holding something back.
Yeah, and he sort of offered it. He told him, in essence, you know, hey, you can be like, you can be like him. You can be like God.
And you won't die.
Here's the crazy truth. Scripture tells us they already were like God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. So they didn't know who
was. They already were like God. Mm-hmm. Right? Does that statement confuse anybody? Okay. Genesis tells us. You're made in my image. He says, let's make him, that man and woman, in my image, to be bearers of me, to be like me, to be my likeness. Right? The problem, the problem they had in the garden, the problem your cousin has, we have,
mm-hmm.
the world has, right? That they don't know their true identity, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't know that they had already been given all things.
Yeah. Very happy.
They didn't know that they were, God says, you're my image bearers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that he said, you're my sons and daughters. They didn't know. They don't know that. Hey, you were the ones that created to rule.
Yeah.
So they act like your cousin. They act like orphans,
mm-hmm.
right? They act like orphans, and John says, you want to get free from that. It's truth that sets you free,
mm-hmm.
right? But what do we, you know, I always think of like things like Oliver Twist, you know, the show. It's like the act of an orphan. What does an orphan act like? Right? He always goes after the counterfeit things. He always has to like, there's going to be deceit and stealing to try to get what I need to get what's mine kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're always trying to like manipulate the story to get what God's already given them. Right. So just some thoughts on those things that are counterfeit, right, for the orphans. The first one, and they sort of build up. The first one is that thing I said to you about just that place of that we get pleasure from, that sensual pleasure. I mean, it excites you, and I won't spend a lot of time on it, but. One of the things that we've been enjoying is we just, even in worship, like Mark was sharing in worship, you just felt him in worship today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like this, wow. It's like you just got like injected in the, some of you, for me, it's like sometimes I'll feel it on my skin. It may be like a goosebumps even sometimes
yeah.
in worship. Yeah, and it's like, the greatest pleasure, the greatest experience, mm-hmm. Is like being with him. Mm-hmm. And it's like this place of joy. It's like that just the melody that made me giggle this morning. You know, this kind of like rhythm to it. It's like this ultimate joy. It's in his presence. John tells us, like, in 15, when he talks about abiding, right? I have to look at Angel, keep me honest here, right? When he says, Jesus is sharing, this is just a moment, you know, he's just short time away from going to the cross. He's in the upper room sharing with the disciples, right? And he says, just as the Father loves me, man, he loves you,
yeah.
Right? So we're learning that if we want to find and discover this incredible love, this fullness of joy place, it's like the first thing that has to get triggered is like learning to be receivers.
Yeah.
Right? It's like my love button gets turned on when I learn to be a receiver of love.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the thing we're blinded to. It's like just this thought of how much Father loves the wandering kid. Mm. Right? The orphan discovering that Father loves him. Right? It does. It turns on his heart and goes, there's more here. And the only way we're going to learn to love people is to be loved. Mm-hmm. And it's like the truest love, kingdom love, it's like I can sit here and by willpower do something that looks loving. I can sit here by sheer energy and go do some tasks that benefit people.
Mm-hmm.
But kingdom love, it's like he fills up my tank, right? He just, it's like, and you know why this is so important? It's like if my tank's full, I've got nothing but love to give.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not full, I'm inclined to get something from you, take something from you first to fill it, right? We operate out of full tanks. And so if he hasn't filled it, it looks like that's why we end up with this manipulation going on down here in this world,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we're actually, I need this in my tank. And we're takers, right? But we can talk about that a long time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a lot of broken relationships are from a bunch of people taking.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the best lovers on the planet come because he's he loves me so much, he just saturates me here and then I give here. That's what John's talking about, abide in me. And the vine is that we would be lovers that way. Okay, the second thing that we saw in the garden, this thing, what did I say? Vision.
Mm.
Right? It's I was gonna say blinded, maybe blurred's a better word. Because what we're doing is we end up, the orphan ends up having a skewed perspective on life, or a counterfeit perspective. Let's see, help me, Lord. If I just live in this moment, if you were to write your autobiography, how about this? If I was to write my autobiography, I could go through my life and I can look at moments that in the time it's like losing a daughter. Who would have, it's like, and now I like, but look what God did in this moment, in this season. Mm-hmm. I can look at financial struggles in my home,
mm-hmm.
and God, oh my gosh, look what you did. I can look at this, I have a great story. It's like I can look back and go, wow, you connected me with Angel and Becky, or you connected me with a job, or you did, and you've got these stories that in time you go, I never would have been here if that didn't happen.
Right.
Anybody got a story like that?
Yeah.
right? I'm telling you, you have those places of heartbreak, those places of hurt, those places of, what are you doing? Anger, right? If we let the circumstance of life be the controller in that moment, one of the dangers we have is we go, you suck, God. I'm done with you, right? We walk away from the process. We walk away from trusting him. And sometimes we let people feed into that and say, right, he never did love you. He never, and or they blame this or that. And we let circumstances determine how we see God. We end up picking up the enemy's paintbrush, and we paint a picture of God that looks nothing like him.
Right.
Okay? We just, because of my circumstance, because of what I'm walking in, because of some things that are happening around me, I redefine God, right? And I paint a different picture of him, and we end up, it distances us, it causes us sometimes we affirm it in our minds. We might change things here in the Word to agree with what's happened to me, right? Now I've got this twisted theology, this twisted teaching that says I'm right about angry God, a mean God, or distant father, right?
Mm-hmm.
The original lie, right? Thinking like an orphan, right? It's twisted. It's confused lots of people about who he really is and what. It stops us from knowing the truth. Again, God says, hey, the truth. It's going to set you free. Until you see what he thinks about you, until you wake up to, this is what God says about me, you'll never have a clear picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
And until you wake up, until you experience, until you encounter this revelation of you as his son, you as his daughter, you're always going to have this distorted perspective. You're always going to have this false reality.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, I would say, leads to this third one, which is, look, when our heart's not open to what he says about us,
mm-hmm.
you're going to search in all the wrong places for significance.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be chasing around for something that God's already given you. You're going to, you end up, this is where that grasping for power thing comes from. You're gonna, this is where taking advantage of others comes from.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we even hurt people we love sometimes. Because somewhere, I guess deep at a heart level, we feel insignificant, right? So here we go, truth from the Word of God. Because the point is, we already, he says, in 2 Peter, we have all things that pertain to life and godliness,
mm-hmm.
right? There. In fact, you go, really, where are they? You know what the word latent means? it might be like,
dormant.
You open up your toolbox, and it's like, I have no idea what this is. But Don will tell you, oh, that's the only way you can do blah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like that tool was created for this, mm-hmm. right? So it's got purpose. It's got a significant need in it. You just haven't, you don't know it. You haven't discovered it yet,
mm-hmm.
right? There's things like that about God in you that are latent, right? They're sitting inside of you. He's given you everything. Heaven's held nothing back. He has released everything to you. All things pertaining to life and godliness. Boom, you got them. Your toolbox is full. Mm-hmm. But we've got tools in there. It's like, what does that do? What? I didn't know that was in there. Right? So.
Like the what does that do?
What? Yeah, they're waiting for Mark. They're waiting for discovery.
Yeah.
And that's why God. That's why I love presence. That's why I love worship. But that's why I love mm-hmm. being together in church and fellowshipping and connecting with you guys. It's like, I didn't know that. It's like Shelley saying, "Oh, I woke up with this scripture on my heart." It's like, whoa, that's cool, right? It's mm-hmm. like discovery, and they're feeding into things that we're learning, we're waking up,
yeah.
we're appropriating, where it's like, man, that's mine,
yeah.
right? You know how strong you feel when all of a sudden you realize, I got how much money in the bank? You've been running around like that'll go down a rabbit hole, but
yeah.
It's like you're running around like you're poor, but you've been able to write checks for a really long time, right? You have resources available to you, right? We already have the source of all love, joy, and pleasure. We see a lot of that in the Psalms, a lot of that in John's Gospel. I love John's Gospel is my favorite, by the way. We already have the mind of Christ.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Right. Which means we can, by the way, it means we can live from heaven's perspective right now.
Yep.
Right? So we can, because of the mind of Christ. That's why I could, this is powerful. Your words, this is a list of your words this morning. I don't take it lightly. It's like, wow. God, what did you just thread together here? Right? We have the mind of Christ.
And
yeah.
All that's the songs. So all of the
they're
songs
on there.
Were in there.
Did you catch
except
that?
Except for Snot.
They were. We were on the third one. I said, oh my gosh. I started going down the list. That was true. You have the mind of Christ.
So we're prophetic is what you're trying
we're
to
prophetic.
Say.
Don't be afraid of the prophetic, you wacky Pentecostal people.
right.
So don't be afraid of the supernatural.
Exactly.
You were created. I'll say something about that. Come on. You were created to live from heaven's perspective. He
yeah.
says you're seated here.
Yeah.
You're seated above all the junk,
yep.
all the mess.
Mm-hmm.
All the broken order, you're seated up here. It's like the penthouse suite. It's like the what do you call the at the stadium the where all the
VIP
yeah the, those VIP suites the box
yeah.
you know the little box
yeah.
seats you know it's like man you've got the view of everything. he says all over the place you're my sons and daughters. First Peter he says you're my priests and kings. By the way, mm-hmm. kingdom of priests. crazy thought. He says, you're going to be the ones that judge the angels one day. We'll go down that path sometime. Right?
How about the enemies under your feet?
Come on,
so
go for
right
it.
Here, here.
Right? You're the crushers. You're the enemy crushers. You're
yes.
the serpent crushers.
Right.
Right? Wow. You're the healers.
Yes.
Oh, come on. I love that. But we said, you're a new species.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We saw that in Paul's letters. You're a new creation. You're,
yes.
We've not seen one like you before.
Mm.
Right?
That's true.
Which by the way, means, this is why I love it. Again, that I have to go back and think to my notes at the end of the day. It's like, what was the verse we looked at that says, acquaint yourself with the new? I'll get it. again, it's only the mirror translation, but it's like, you have new rules
yeah.
to live by, right? So you're the most significant being under heaven. How about that? But we don't know it. So here we go, guys. What do? We act like mere humans.
Ooh.
Yes.
You weren't created to act like mirror.
Right.
You weren't created to live in this other sociological Twitter framework.
Right.
That's not your anchor. Right. Facebook isn't the thing that sets the course of your day.
Right.
Right. Election results aren't the thing that say, oh my gosh, now what do I do?
Right.
Right. Don't go.
Sherry, I had a similar situation to yours years ago with one of my daughters. And I just said to her, we can agree to disagree, but I still love you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think I need to message her and say exactly that.
Yeah.
Because I love her.
Come on. There you go.
I do love her. But she is a, she doesn't know the Lord. She is.
But she knows you.
That's right. And that's what I'm getting at. Is,
yes,
you
that's
know,
what I think.
And when her dad passed away, which is my mom's brother, that's all I wanted.
Well, 10 years ago, my daughter didn't know the Lord either. Now she does.
See, and that gives me hope. And that's, maybe God set this up for exactly that.
That's
you know,
where all things work together.
Exactly.
For good, isn't it?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And there's
it.
A lot of, right now,
find it.
What would I say? Bitterness?
Mm-hmm.
With my family, my mom and dad, and the girls. They got put in the middle of something that, you know, it was what it was. And he was out of his mind. So, unfortunately, it is what it is. I'm not the bad person. So this person had a lot of gold and he was going out of his mind. I'll just share the story real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay.
He had to take it up out of his the ground or wherever he buried it. And he didn't want his children to know because he didn't want them to go just spinning around Democratic stuff. So he gave it to the church. $300,000.
Wow.
And so his daughter gets a statement. Thank you so much for contributing. Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, what? And she calls my dad. And he goes, did you know about this? Kinda. What are you going to say? Well, yeah, kinda. But unfortunately, that's what it is. But I can go around all of that and say, you know, I love you. Because no gold in the universe is going to give you the relationship to Jesus Christ. That's
right.
Your gold.
There you go.
That's your gold.
And nothing breaks our relationship
Absolutely.
With each other because we're family.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where I started today, what are we going to do Wednesday morning? What's our reaction going to be Wednesday morning? How are you going to live? How are you going to love? How are you going to speak? How are you going to talk? How are you going to touch? Wednesday morning. Right?
Well,
so
one thing to do is to make sure that we pray about it before Wednesday morning comes along. And we don't know what God's will really is for what's going to happen in this election. So,
well, by the way, that's when I say that, it's not a statement of fear,
yeah.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
not.
It's not an alarmist thing. I'm saying right or left,
mm-hmm.
red or blue, this or that, he's the same.
Right.
Here's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's who I am.
That means our assignment has to be.
Here's how we do life together. Here's
mm-hmm.
how we're going to react to
yep.
people. Here's
that's
how
right.
we're going to be in our environment.
Assignment has not changed.
We're going to take presents. We're going to still make our visits to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. We're still going to have the encounters in the Walmart aisle. We're still going to have assignments,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering whether that's turning the heart or reconnecting with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
That might have to happen today before anything
sure.
happens. I don't
sure.
care.
Yeah.
If who you vote for, you win, great, wonderful. If mine, great, great, wonderful. I love you just the same.
Our assignment has not changed.
Our
love the Lord
changed.
Your God. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah. So don't,
it
just
hasn't
say,
changed.
It's
whether
the
it's,
same change.
Whether it's family dynamics or.
And that's all
yeah.
her father wanted, is them to see Lord Jesus Christ as who he was. And who he is.
Thought.
Through him, because before he died, that's all he would. How are you doing, Uncle Don? Oh, I'm just blessed. And he, at the end of his life, I know that I know that I know I'm going to see him again.
Sure.
Of course. And my aunt, too. And I just believe that he tried and tried and tried with his daughters. And maybe it's me that takes up that flag and says, okay, Uncle Don. Now I'm going to try to pursue this relationship that hopefully she can see it, her kids can see it, that there was something different in his life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll close with this statement. Guard your heart.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Okay. Guard your heart, right? Whoever wins your heart wins your soul.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Good.
So remember, it's mm-hmm. our heart that's this connector to, mm-hmm. is it this framework or this framework? Is
right.
it this kingdom or is it this kingdom?
Yeah, yeah.
And so don't accept, you know, cheap imitations.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Mm-hmm.
The MO, the enemy strategy is to flip your heart,
mm-hmm.
okay? To get you questioning your identity, questioning your authentic you, questioning kingdom perspective, kingdom
yeah.
God perspective.
Yeah, could I say something?
Yeah, please.
Just that, to that when we know God like that, that God is in control of that, and we worship him and we keep our hearts guarded to follow him, that we get that full understanding no matter what happens,
mm-hmm.
this is his path. You know, and it's like, if God wants me to have a terrifically wonderful new job and make lots more money, I have to be fired from the one that I've got. If he wants to move me out of my beautiful, wonderful house that I adore right now to a bigger mansion,
mm-hmm.
I have to sell my house.
Yeah,
I can't move, but it,
yeah.
So it's like the vision is on God and who he is, and that's what we have to know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those things happen, so like if the election is not the way I wanted it, it's like God has his purposes. He does not just derail. He has something there. I don't see it.
Okay.
But that's what we learn in this world, is to trust him. It's like, I know
yeah,
who you are.
Right.
I'm learning more about you all the time, and I will follow.
And I think it is also a path for God to come back, whichever way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got to finish the story. That's how I
For me, my takeaway today is, let him love you.
Yeah.
You want to answer
yes.
for your cousin? Just let him love you.
Mm-hmm.
Just soak this up. Be a receiver,
mm-hmm.
right? Just be a receiver. And out of that, you're going to get, whether it's a word or it's an email or it's a, but let it come out of just letting him.
Out of your full tank.
Yeah.
Let it splash over.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
For your tank. So, Father, we just say, take your fire hose and plug it in, God.
Ah.
We just fill us up, God. Fill us up with your love this week,
mm-hmm.
God. Saturate my mind, that just my thoughts are wow,
yeah.
the craziness, the ridiculousness of your love, God. Wow, God. Fill us up with love this week, God. I pray that our homes are like dripping sponges. They're just so saturated with you. That God, we leave Jesus footprints everywhere. We're just like these wet prints everywhere, love prints everywhere in our house, God. And you drip off of us in every handshake, every text message. It just, we're leaking love everywhere this week, God. We just say thanks for loving us so well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.